Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to you. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for the Tiffany Crewman Show. The Tiffany Crewman Show is presented by ChoicesToYou.com, the official restaurant delivery service of Business Radio X. Let ChoicesToYou.com bring the restaurant to you.
And good afternoon, everybody. My name is Stephen Julian, and I am merely the co-host here on the Tiffany Crewman Show. And I am honored and privileged and thrilled and excited to welcome everybody to the very first episode of the Tiffany Crewman Show, which means I need to introduce all of you to Tiffany Crewman's. Hey, Tiffany.
Hi, Stephen. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for inviting me and letting me be a part of this maiden voyage. I am very excited, as I'm sure you are, but I don't know if you know this. There might be some people who are listening who might say, Tiffany Crewman's, where have I heard that name before? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I feel like I've told my story a million and one times, but I can sum it up pretty quickly for you. I was raised in an entrepreneurial family and watched my dad build a business for many, many years. And I guess it kind of lit that fire in me, and I didn't even know it because I responded to a Craigslist ad for a television show when it was a brand new pilot for a show. It happened to be ABC's Shark Tank. The next thing I knew, I was on the show pitching a product idea to the five very scary sharks, and I walked away one of the first winners.
Fantastic. And that was just the start
yes.
of your entrepreneurial journey.
Mm-hmm.
And now here you are years later, and you are taking the next step in the entrepreneurial journey with the Tiffany Crewman Show. So when you have your own show and you want to talk to entrepreneurs, you got to have guests, right?
Right.
So, gee, I wonder who you could have to be your first guest. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the first guest that's going to be on the Tiffany Crewman Show.
Okay. Well, I thought it would be fitting that it would come full circle. My first guest is a powerhouse of a woman. She is everybody's favorite shark on ABC Shark Tank. And I'm not just saying that because she invested in my product. This woman literally changed the course of my life. And I'm just super grateful for her. And I love her very much. And I thought I would introduce Barbara Corcoran as my first guest.
Thank you.
Hey, Barbara.
Nice to be here, Tiffany. I hope I bring you very good luck.
Yes, I do. You already have. So I'm excited to have you. I know everybody's interviewed you about pretty much everything over the years. And what I really wanted to talk to you about was more of your past and when you were growing up and all the lessons that you learned. You often talk about how your mother influenced so much of who you are today. And I want to know, when you were building your business, the one that you sold, what did you look back on that she did that gave you strength to push forward when you were ready to give up?
Well, actually, long before being at any point of giving up on things, which, of course, if you're building a business, happens maybe not every day, but with too much frequency, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't even look back at anything, quite honestly. It was just already wired in me hard.
Okay?
I think what we all do as children is we get all the lectures in the world from our parents, but in the end, we pretty much mimic what we see. And so I kind of became a clone of my mother. I just applied it differently. She applied it to raising 10 kids and doing a great job on that. I applied it to raising a bunch of salespeople in a real estate company. And I pretty much built that business exactly as my mother built her children up, except without the sex, of course. It was all
right.
Minus that, it was pretty much a knockoff of what my mother did. She did a couple of things that I now know, and looking back, were key to building the business that I just did naturally and didn't give it any thought back when I was using those valuable lessons. One, of course, was she was so organized. It's hard to picture 10 kids in a 2-bedroom flat with one bathroom. But if you had walked into our house, it was a total mess and chaotic until my mother cracked her whip, not literally, but
yeah.
just her tongue, which is a clean up. Yeah. And we were able to clean up instantly. One, we feared her. And secondly, she had a place for everything. And so she ran an entirely organized household. It was almost more like a boot camp than it was a household. And so we learned that everything had to have a place. We also learned that if you use it, you have to put it back. We also learned if something was running out, you had to replace it. If you broke it, you fixed it. And so all of those lessons were common to building a business that you do naturally, or a business just doesn't get built.
Right.
The other thing that I would say, and I could go on and on with 100 traits, but I'm trying to think of the most dominant ones. The other one was she was very good at motivating us. She had the gift of flattering what we were good at and ignoring what we were bad at. Because every kid, even though you have 10 kids with the same parents, every one of us was different, obviously. And so she created a system even for that, where she would just compliment us on whatever we did that was great, that she thought was exceptional in us, and keep reinforcing it and making us do it in the family unit, demonstrate our gift, whatever our thing was. So my gift, of course, was I had a wonderful imagination. So I was the entertainer in the family.
Mm-hmm.
My sister Ellen was going to make a wonderful mother, she constantly said. So she was clearly her best and most responsible babysitter. My brother Eddie was a born leader, she would say. And so he always led all the boys in the neighborhood and set a good example when he was dying to do something wrong, because he was inclined that way. My brother Tommy was a magnificent dancer, simply because he had fat legs and he kicked hard. And so she decided he was going to be a dancer. But he wound up being a ballet dancer. And so she had a gift of spotting what she thought was a talent. I'm not even sure if it was true or not. But if you hear it enough as a kid, you start to believe
it. That's wonderful.
And so I learned that building a business, I was very capable of spotting a talent in someone and building a job around it.
And I can say firsthand that you
enabled me to be a very accurate hirer and a very accurate promoter of people. That, of course, is intrinsic in any business that's doing well.
I can speak firsthand that you did that with us as well, with the entrepreneurs that you invested with on Shark Tank. I think you always
I hope
kinda,
I still do.
You do.
Yeah,
you do.
Do you know
do.
Something? I don't know.
You still do, and you encourage each of us in our own way, and I just love that. It's fairly encouraged me in my journey. So I wanted to ask you too. I think one thing that I really struggle with, and a lot of entrepreneurs do, especially women, is the importance of saying the word no. For so long, when I told someone no in business, I felt horrible about it. I beat myself up. I overthought it. You know, should I have done that? Shouldn't I have? And so I kind of wanted to know, at what point in your journey, was there an event or a moment where it clicked in your head that it was okay for you to say no?
You know who taught me how to say no the first time? That's a good question. I can't believe it. A question I haven't heard before. It makes it more interesting for me. I think complainers taught me how to say no. In any organization, if you hire enough people, and even if you are vigilant about getting people who are positive, who are members of the team, who really are as excited as you are to pull the team ahead, you inevitably wind up with a couple of clunkers. And when I say clunkers, I mean people who are seeing the negative in any situation. I don't mean people who criticize. I mean, you must
right.
have people who criticize you as a boss, or you don't know what you're doing wrong. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about chronic complainers.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the chronic complainers that just always saw everything half empty. Always everything was hopeless. Always everything was
mm-hmm.
done wrong. That kind of deflation that comes to any ego, I don't care how strong you are, I think got me edgy and mean.
You honestly. Just got fed up with
and
it
so,
and decided to stand
so
up.
So I was great at firing. Very, yeah. very good at firing. Because I learned how to fire people based on negative people. And so I started seeing negative people in my great happy family of positive people as being the enemy, an enemy inside the camp, so to speak.
Right.
And so if I would spot them, I just couldn't wait till Friday when I called them into my office and fired them. I really couldn't even wait because I thought that they were contaminating my good souls, that they were bringing like the cold into the healthy hospital room, so to speak, or whatever. That's
yes.
a bad analogy, but I think you know what I mean.
Like a mama
so
bear, you came in to protect
yes,
the positive.
Exactly. Like a mom would protect her
mm-hmm.
young. They were attacking my young. Is how
I love that.
And you know what? In a business sense, they really were attacking my business because complainers drain you of energy as a boss or a colleague. You've been around a complainer long enough, you'll be a complainer. There's much more power in negative comments
mm-hmm.
than there is in positive comments. It sucks you down and in. And complainers always have to have somebody to complain to, so you get picked
mm-hmm.
on. So by learning to say no to those people, I think I built a resilience to say no when I felt in my judgment things were not right. as a young, back to your question, as a young entrepreneur, when you're first starting out, I think what gets in the way of you saying no when you should be saying no is gratitude. You're so thankful to get an order. You wouldn't dare ask, yes. Can I get part of the payment up front? You're so thankful for mm-hmm. someone to say, yes, I'll manufacture it exactly to your liking. You're hesitant to question the price or yes. say, I could shop it around. I need a lower price. No, this price isn't good enough. I think it's your naivety and the thankfulness that comes with never having done it before that gets entrepreneurs to say yes to everything and anything that comes their way when they're new in business because they're so thankful that somebody wants them. And yes. that also feeds back into, you know, that whole thing that people want to be loved. You want to be loved. The yes is a much more loving mm-hmm. word than no. And so that's, I think, where I got my teeth sharpened on saying no. And then after that, I guess I got a little meaner in business. It's just like, no, that price isn't good enough. How could you do better? No, I'd love to deliver it, and I appreciate the order, but perhaps when next Christmas I'll be in a better position to fund the inventory of 10,000 mm-hmm. pieces that you're going to take me 6 months to pay for, you know?
Yeah.
So I've started taking care of number one. And I think another one last thing I'll say, and then I'll end it on that question. I think a very good thing is to look at your own business as not an extension of you. I never did. I saw it as another individual. My Corcoran group was my baby, mm-hmm. and I was Barbara Corcoran. I never mixed the two. So anything that wasn't good for my business, I said no for. I never saw it as a no to me personally. I think you have to think of your business as separate and you have to take care of it. You owe it. You're the parent. That's the child.
I love
whereas
that.
Whereas a lot of young entrepreneurs mix that up and think of their business as an extension of themselves, which is, it's not. Just the idea is an extension of yourself. After that, it's going to get a life form all in of itself and it's got to stand on its own two feet, grow up, and mm-hmm. Create more children for you, really.
That's a great piece of advice. And I love that. I'm hoping that entrepreneurs listening can do that from day one and not have to go through all the heartache that you and I did growing our businesses.
Oh, you'll go through the heartache. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's part of the growth process.
That's true.
You got to be a loser to become a winner.
Right.
Maybe you can shorten that cycle a little bit.
Okay. I'll finish up real quick with you because I know you're super busy. The other thing I wanted to ask you was, you always talk about people being in the roles and you just talked about your mother putting you in the roles that you were good at. Do you have any advice for entrepreneurs that are starting out on how they can get by in the first years when they cannot hire someone to help with those roles that they aren't good at?
I don't believe there's such a thing as you can't hire someone because there's a word called barter.
Yeah.
You can barter for the help you need. So for example, let's say you're smart enough to sit down and make a list after you've been in business 6 months. It's always smart to sit down and put a line down a pad and write on one side what you hate about your job and what you love about it on the other side. I believe you can give away everything you hate without hiring anyone, as long as you're willing to barter what you enjoy about your own business to do for the next guy. So let's say that you hate doing the billing. Mm-hmm. Bookkeepers love that crap. I can't mm-hmm. imagine it. Okay. But you can put in a note in Craigslist and say, I'm great at social media. Let's say you're great at social media. I'm just naming anything. Everybody's
right.
got good stuff and bad stuff. So let's say you're good at social media. You can put an ad in Craigslist, willing to trade social media for 4 hours of bookkeeping weekly.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because bookkeepers by nature, and I'm sure there are exceptions mm-hmm. to this, but bookkeepers, I would think by nature, wouldn't naturally be social media people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say that you can't stand making follow-up calls on potential sales orders. Okay. You can put an ad in Craigslist and just not necessarily that. That's the one I use.
Right.
But very exacting words. You can put an ad in saying, need someone with a great attitude and a great sales voice to make calls from their home 4 hours a week, willing to exchange, let's say you're in the pie baking business, like Daisy Cakes, willing to exchange 10 pies to
love
you and your family in exchange. You always can barter for what you need. It's a question of believing or sizing up what you need. And then the most important step, actually thinking, how do I get it for free?
And believing that you have value to offer back, right?
Well, yes. I think everyone believes they have value. I think you just have to really make a list mm-hmm. of what you think you do well. I mean,
right.
you have value because you're a human being, of course, and somebody raised you, right? Or they
right.
wouldn't have wasted the time. Okay. But I think it's a matter of sizing up what you do well and what's tradable. It's like trading cards or Pokemon cards, same kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay, well, Barbara, before I let you go, do you have any advice for me as I start this new venture?
And now we're off the record, or is this on the record?
Yeah, this is on the record. Uh-oh.
Well, that's a broad question.
Yeah.
The venture you're doing is you want a top-billing radio show.
Yes, I do.
You know what you need? You need to get yourself a sponsor so you could promote a sponsor. While you're doing the radio show, brought to you by XYZ, because that's where the money comes in.
I love it.
Radio doesn't pay well, mm-hmm. as you know. Okay, but sponsors pay well. And you should really think to you just go out and check out all the big companies out there that are into promoting small business and particularly female entrepreneurship, because they're looking for mouthpieces for their brand.
Right.
So let's say that wrote to Ernst & Young. I'll just say that because I was talking with them yesterday. They're top of mind. And you said, I know you have a program, which I know they do for female entrepreneurs. Almost every large company does because they want to cover their ass if for no other reason. And you could say to them, I have a radio program that interviews female entrepreneurs, and I wonder if you'd have an interest in sponsoring it.
I love that.
That's the story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All it is
I'm
is
headed
brought
down
to you
that
by
road.
Ernst & Young. Promoters of women in small business, your friend, or you could, you know, if you look up all these taglines of these businesses, it probably help you focus on the right ones to ask. And even the wrong ones, you just need one email and blast it out to everybody.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll get on it. I'll look for sponsors.
Okay,
you heard
Alex.
That, folks. Barbara wants
day,
me to find
Tiffany.
A sponsor.
Good
Thank you, Barbara.
You. Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
My pleasure. Bye.
Bye.
So welcome back, everybody. Steve and Julian, co-host here with Tiffany Krumans on The Tiffany Krumans Show. We are broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. And Tiffany, we just heard right at the end of that interview, Barbara gave you some great advice about what you should do to make this show successful. And her first piece of advice was to get a sponsor, right?
Right, right.
So this gives you and I a little bit of an opportunity to kind of tell Barbara, hey, Barbara, great advice. And we already took your advice before we interviewed you. So we are proud to announce that the first sponsor, and certainly not the last.
That's right.
Our first sponsor of the Tiffany Krumans Show is choicestoyou.com. And choicestoyou.com is going to do what they do in business for our show. They have brought some food into the studio for our show. And today...
It smells incredible
in
here.
Isn't this one of those times that we could go beyond people listening and they could smell
yes.
what we're smelling? So choicestoyou.com delivered a Blazin' Mix Cajun Boil from Blazin' Cajun. And there are crab, clams, prawns, crawfish, potatoes, corn.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's so good. I hope I don't fall asleep now that we ate it.
I was going to say, and how am I going to keep myself from having seconds?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to be good. But thank you very much to Choices to You. Thank you for being a sponsor. Thank you for being the first of many sponsors. Tiffany, I want to ask you a couple of questions here as we kind of close out the show. First, I want to ask you, who needs to be listening to the Tiffany Krumans Show?
Entrepreneurs. You know, that's obviously a hot word right now. And I think it's in part due to Shark Tank. It kind of lit a fire in a lot of people and let them know that they really wanted to start businesses. So I'm sure there's a lot of entrepreneurs listening. The people that I'd like to interview on the show would be accomplished entrepreneurs. So people who have already built the business and have really been in the trenches and put the blood, sweat, and tears into their company and has turned into a successful company. I want them to be able to come in and share some words of wisdom, much like Barbara did from her journey, so that the people listening that are going through that at that time can look to these people for advice.
And so not just entrepreneurs, but also you would say as far as listening, people who want to learn more about being an entrepreneur
yeah.
themselves, put themselves
right.
back in your shoes at the very beginning of your story.
Yes.
So
startup companies. And I'd like for them to be able to come in if they need advice. Maybe we have some guests, you know, every other week that are startup companies and they need some help and we can provide that.
Apart from accomplished entrepreneurs, what other people need to be ready to come on the Tiffany Krumans Show and maybe have their life changed the way your life was changed on Shark Tank?
A big part of my life is giving back. So I want to highlight some of my favorite charities. Some of those help children, some of those help other entrepreneurs. So we're going to have a chance to really highlight those, bring them in, and hopefully even provide some donations to some of those charities throughout time. So we'll see.
Fantastic. The last question that I was going to ask you is let's circle back around to that sponsorship. Mm-hmm. We're very grateful to be broadcasting from the Subaru Gwinnett Studios here at Business Radio X. We're grateful to be broadcasting at the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. We're very grateful for the food. Let's talk a little bit about sponsorships, because the way that we will get to change some people's lives and move entrepreneurship forward, not only here in Gwinnett County, but who knows, around the world. What kind of sponsors need to be partnering with us? Who are we? Who do we want to meet? Who do we want to get together with and move forward?
I'd really like to align with companies that I believe in and that kind of share the same vision that I have for my brand. So if they have a love for children, or it's a product that is based for children, that would be obviously the top of my list. But any company that aligns with our vision to give back.
Hey, I'll broaden it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Any company that that wants to get involved with a top-notch entrepreneur, that wants to get involved with other accomplished entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And also give back to their community through give back to students, give back to children, give back to continuing to make this this thing called capitalism a greater thing.
Well, and we're going to have an opportunity to really highlight these sponsors. So whereas some people might just have the radio show, I'm sure we're going to take the show on the road. I just got back from beaches in Jamaica. Beaches
and you
Resort.
Didn't take me.
Next time, I promise. Beaches Resort in Jamaica had me down for a social media on the sand event. And I want to be able to take this show on the road to events like that as I go to them and really show off whoever our sponsors are. So they're going to get a little extra with our show for sure.
So let's give a little bit extra back to the first sponsor of the Tiffany Kruman mm-hmm. Show, choicestoyou.com. We want to thank them. We want to thank Blazin' Cajun for bringing the Blazin' Mix. We want to definitely thank Barbara Corcoran for being the maiden guest on the maiden voyage of the Tiffany Kruman Show. And I'm going to finish out by thanking you, Tiffany, one more time for letting me be a part of this journey. And when I co-host other shows, that I always get asked, any parting words before we say a bit of fond adieu for today?
Nope, just that this is going to be a fun adventure, and I hope that you will join me on it.
You have been listening to Tiffany Kruman's of the Tiffany Kruman Show. This is Stephen Julian from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. Have a great day.